This is Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM as area high schools test their smarts for points and a chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Academic Challenge on WSJM is presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. Lakeshore High School faces off against Lawrence High School in this contest. Good luck to both teams. Let's start with the category of literature and you, Lakeshore. What 2011 children's novel was inspired by Ivan, a gorilla who became a celebrity at the Atlanta Zoo for creating paintings that were signed with his thumbprint?
The one and only Ivan, what do you think?
What?
The one and only Ivan.
And the one and only Ivan.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, the one and only Ivan.
Is right, and that gets Lakeshore on the scoreboard. Lawrence, he was the sixth and youngest wizard son of Arthur and Molly. In 2014, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said that Hermione should have married Harry rather than whom?
Ron Weasley. Answer, Ron Weasley.
That is correct. Both teams on the scoreboard. Lawrence, so we're staying with you. We have a visual question for your consideration. Name Grant Wood's masterpiece.
American Gothic.
American Gothic is absolutely right. Now let's see what we have for you. Lakeshore. What American pop artist is well known for his paintings of familiar people and products, such as these Campbell's soup cans?
Andy Warhol. What was it?
Andy Warhol.
Answer, Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol is correct. Both teams scoring on fine art. And Lakeshore, we're still with you. We move categories now to science and math. It's the atomic number of the only stable atom with no neutrons, an isotope known as protium. If a car is moving at 60 miles per hour, how many miles does it travel in a minute? The answer is the same for both of those problems.
Can you repeat the second question?
Yeah, if a car is moving at 60 miles an hour, how many miles does it travel in a minute? I forgot to ask everyone to turn on their captions.
One.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, one.
It is one. Lawrence, if a Fahrenheit temperature less than 32 is converted to Celsius, it will have this symbol in front of it. On a scale of absolute star magnitudes, what symbol preceding the magnitude of such stars as Vega and Arcturus indicates extreme brightness?
Wouldn't be negative sign, yeah. Because freezing at Celsius is zero. So answer, a negative sign?
A negative sign is what we're going for, yes. Lawrence, orchestra is the category now. Whose responsibility is it in an orchestra to be sure the musicians are playing at the correct tempo and volume?
That's the composer.
The director?
Oh, the director.
Yes, director.
Okay, the director?
Captain, your answer?
Wait, I'm the director?
No.
Answer, director.
Not director. Lakeshore, can you take it?
Conductor.
Answer, conductor.
It is conductor, right. Lakeshore, while a small orchestra may be called a chamber orchestra, what is a full-sized orchestra called?
Pit orchestra? I don't know this one.
Captain, your answer?
Kyle. Answer, pit orchestra?
No?
No.
How about it, Lawrence? Can you take it?
I think we just go with full orchestra if no one has any ideas.
A what orchestra?
Full orchestra, maybe? I don't know. The full band.
Full.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, full orchestra.
We needed symphony orchestra, or we would have accepted philharmonic orchestra. No score on that one. The category now is President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for Trump's removal from office using which amendment?
Who is this question for?
Oh, this question is for Lakeshore.
Is it the 22nd Amendment?
25th, right?
Yeah, that might be it.
Answer, 25th Amendment.
25th is correct. Lawrence, what did he do recently to Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, and Roger Stone?
Did he pardon them or did he fire them?
He pardoned them. I'm pretty sure he hasn't fired. Wait, Roger Stone. He worked. Roger Stone worked for him, right?
Captain, your answer?
I think, answer, pardoned.
Good teamwork on that one. Pardon is correct. Lawrence, the category for you is COVID-19. Which company's vaccine became the second one to be authorized for emergency use in the United States?
Moderna. Pfizer was first, and then it was Moderna.
Yeah.
Answer, Moderna.
Moderna is right. Lakeshore, which country is the second to report over 10 million cases after the United States?
We're going to go with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Answer, England.
It's not England. Lawrence?
It's the UK.
Yeah, or Italy maybe, I don't know, but UK sounds better.
I think the UK.
Sounds good.
Marina, what do you think?
Captain, your answer?
Yes, so UK sounds good.
Answer, the UK.
India is the answer. And that's the end of the warm-up round. The score is Lakeshore 50, Lawrence 50. We'll move right along into the 70 seconds round after substitutions are made, if any.
Yeah. Okay, Lakeshore would like to put the following people in for the second round. David, you're in. Ananya, you're in. Aiden, you're in. And Joey, you're in.
Anthony, are you there? Anthony's
here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Anthony, you can go in for Marina now.
Okay.
That was Mindy Donovan, coach of the Lawrence High School team. Suzanne Miller coaches the Lakeshore team. Now I can reveal the categories, players. They are finish the nursery rhyme, arithmetic, where in the world, and the mystery category. And, we usually go with the, start with the team that's trailing. In the case, in cases in which the score is tied, we go with the team that got the last correct answer, which was Lawrence. So, Lawrence, you'll go first.
Okay, what do you guys want to choose?
It was what? I feel like a lot of you guys know nursery rhymes.
Not super well, honestly. What do we have left? Arithmetic? Arithmetic, where in the world, and mystery.
I feel like maybe nursery rhymes might be the best option.
Yeah, I agree.
Anthony, what do you think? Okay.
I agree with that.
More common knowledge.
Okay. So we will take nursery rhymes, Charles.
They're going for nursery rhymes. Sounds good. Start the clock. Here we go. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. What's the next line?
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Yes.
And so Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Right. Little Miss Buffett sat on a tuffet.
I don't know the rest of that one.
Skip.
All right. A tisket. A tasket.
A pretty pink basket. Is that what it is?
Something.
Answer, a pretty pink basket.
No, Ba Ba Black Sheep.
Have you any wool? Answer, have you any wool?
Right. There was a farmer who had a dog.
E-I-E-I-O. Okay, answer, E-I-E-I-O.
No, buy a baby bunting. Oh. Buy a baby bunting.
What? Ask it.
All right. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed.
Is it like one? Anthony, you go first. What did you say?
One fell off and bumped their head.
Okay, is that what we're saying? Answer, one fell off and bumped their head.
I'll take that. One fell off and bumped his head. We're using the more politically correct there in that case. So a little updating done by the Lawrence team. And they picked up 30 points on finish the nursery rhyme, Lakeshore. We'll refer this one to you. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet.
Eating her curds and whey.
Sorry?
Eating her curds and whey.
Answer, eating her curds and whey.
Yes, that's right. A tisket, a tasket.
Something basket.
A pretty yellow basket. Answer, a pretty yellow basket.
A green and yellow basket. There was a farmer who had a dog.
And Bingo was his name-o. Answer, and Bingo was his name-o.
Yes. Bye, baby bunting.
Skip. I think skip.
Okay. Daddy's gone a-hunting. And so that does it for the nursery rhymes. Lakeshore, it's your turn.
Can I interrupt real quickly and say that at this point we should have Kyler, Charlie, Lily, and Anthony in?
And they'll be selecting arithmetic, where in the world, or the mystery category.
I mean, arithmetic would just be like quick maths, right?
Yeah, probably.
Do we want to go with that? I think that's like the
safest.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
We'll go with arithmetic.
Arithmetic it is. Start the clock. Here we go. What's the value of 2 cubed?
8.
Answer, 8.
What is 10% of 50?
5.
Answer, 5.
What is the reciprocal of 3/4 expressed as a mixed number?
Answer, 4/3.
No. If there is a 20% discount on a $50 jacket, what is the price of the jacket?
$40.
Answer, $40.
Yes. What percent of 200 is 10?
5.
No, 5. Answer, 5%.
Yes. How many cubic feet in a cubic yard?
27.
Answer, 27.
Right. What's the area in square inches of a rectangle with sides of 3 inches and 2 inches?
6. Answer, 6.
6 is right, and we run out of time. We got through 7 of them. And you picked up 6 of those. We refer this one to Lawrence. This one, Lakeshore, was talking when I was reading the rest of the question, so they may have missed this, but what is the reciprocal of 3/4 expressed as a mixed number?
It'd be 1/3.
1 1/3?
Yeah, that's...
Answer, 1 1/3?
That's right. Okay, and when the smoke has cleared, let's see who's in the lead now. It's Lakeshore 130, Lawrence 90, as we move into the final round. And we'll pause and see if there are any substitutions.
Okay, if Lakeshore could have playing right now, David, you're in, Kyle's in, Aiden's in, and Joey is in.
Sounds good. Let's get started then. Lakeshore, the category is Michiganders. Which home improvement comedian hails from Michigan?
Is it Mike Holmes?
We're going to go with that?
Sure.
What did you say his name was?
Mike Holmes.
Okay. Answer, Mike Holmes.
No. Lawrence?
Something like he has a really long last name. Oh, it's Tim Allen, really?
Tim Allen, yeah.
Captain.
Okay, answer, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen it is, yes. Lawrence, here's your Michiganders question. Get it right and you'll have tied the score. What presidential candidate's father was once governor of Michigan? We need first and last name. What presidential candidate's father was once governor of Michigan?
I mean, I know the only president that was a Michigander was Gerald R. Ford, but that's not what he was doing, so.
That was my guess, too.
So I'm not sure. I don't know if it's his father that was governor or if it was somebody else's father.
Michigander, I don't say that. That's a safe guess.
All right.
We have to say our answer now. Answer, Gerald R. Ford.
No, Lakeshore.
Do we know anyone?
Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Answer, Ronald Reagan.
Mitt Romney's father was once governor of Michigan. No score on that one. Lawrence, we're still with you. And the category is music. These notes are taken from the overture to incidental music based on one of Goethe's works. Listen and see if you can identify the composer.
William Tell.
Lawrence, who does that sound like?
Do you guys know?
This is something I should know, but I don't.
It sounds like William Tell to me.
I mean, it's a really famous piece. I'm guessing it's... Yeah, I have absolutely no
Captain,
idea.
Your answer?
I've never heard of it before.
All right. Answer, William Tell?
No. Lakeshore, can you name the composer?
It kind of sounds like Mozart. No, no.
Yeah. Answer, Mozart.
That was from the Egmont Overture of Beethoven. Lakeshore, I have some music for you now. Name this American composer. Listen. We're going to have to take about 20 seconds to find that one. How about it, Lakeshore? Name that American composer.
My guess would be Sousa, because it's a march.
It sounds like him.
Okay. Answer, Sousa.
John Philip Sousa, you heard an excerpt from his El Capitan march. Lakeshore, we're into vocabulary now. The Oxford English Dictionary defines this noun, which starts and ends with M, as a short, pithy statement expressing a general truth or rule of conduct. What is this synonym for aphorism, adage, or proverb? Starts and ends with M.
Andy? No, that's also the ends with E.
Modem starts and ends with M, I don't know.
Got your answer?
Answer, modem.
No, Lawrence, can you take it?
Anyone got any ideas?
No.
I honestly don't.
Cap, your answer.
So, modem actually came to my mind, so I can't.
Time. The answer is maxim. Lawrence, here's your vocabulary question. This economic concept is defined as something a person must have to remain alive. Typically included are things like food, water, shelter, and clothing. What concept in economics stands in contrast to a want?
It would be need.
Need.
Destiny, yes.
Answer, need.
Need is correct, yes. Lawrence, mythology is the subject. Virgil's Aeneid recounts her love for Aeneas and her suicide by sword. She was married to Acerbus, whose murder prompted her to leave Phoenicia. Name this queen, the mythical founder of Carthage.
Where's Marina when we need her?
Exactly.
I know some things about Carthage, but nothing about no queen names in my knowledge of Carthage. So.
All right, Captain, your answer.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Queen Victoria.
No, Lakeshore. Do you know? Any mythology?
Is it the best perspective?
Is it Queen Sheba?
Captain, your answer?
Queen Sheba?
The answer is Dido. Dido and Aeneas. Lakeshore, here's your mythology question. Hercules did a huge cleanup job when he diverted a river through what stables?
Was it Poseidon's?
Captain, your answer?
Answer, Poseidon's.
No, Lawrence, if you can steal the 20 points, you will have tied up the game.
What you got to turn? It's the Aegean stables, I'm pretty sure. Like, you know, the Aegean Sea? Aegean. Like
sure,
the Aegean Sea.
Answer, Aegean.
Aegean stables is right. We would pronounce it Aegean, but that's close enough for the 20, and the score is now tied. Nice going, Charles. Bible question now for Lakeshore. The animal slaughter is required by the instructions given in Exodus chapter 12. The blood of what kind of animal did God direct the people of Israel to sprinkle on the doorposts for their protection against the visitation of the death angel?
A lamb.
Answer, lamb.
Lamb is right. Lakeshore leads it again. And once again, Lawrence, you can tie it with this. In the Old Testament, Jacob's sons traveled to Egypt to get this grain. In the New Testament, this grain is sown in the parable of the sower. What is it?
I'm thinking wheat.
Yeah, that seems most obvious to me.
Well, that's like...
It might be a little too obvious, but...
I don't know about you.
Captain, your answer?
I would go with wheat.
Answer, wheat.
You picked the right one, wheat. The score is tied at 170 late in the contest. Lawrence, the category now is health. It's a gram-negative, anaerobic, rod-shaped microorganism. What bacterium that causes gastroenteritis was first diagnosed in a 1982 outbreak traced to contaminated hamburgers?
Mad cow, maybe?
No, it's not mad cow, because that would kill people who had
E. coli is right. Lawrence takes a 190 to 170 lead. Lakeshore gets this one right, and the game will be tied and sent into overtime. If you don't, Lawrence will be declared the winner. A laceration is a more serious wound than this, which is caused when exposed skin comes into moving contact with a rough surface. A wound made by rubbing or scraping, such as a rug burn, is classified as what?
Is it abrasion?
Yeah, I think it's abrasion.
Answer, abrasion.
Abrasion is right. The score is tied at 190 at the end of the contest. We're going to take about a 60-second break and get set up for overtime.
We're ready whenever Lakeshore's ready.
Lakeshore's ready.
And now I'm ready. So we will have couplets as usual and see what happens. Science is the category. This is for Lakeshore. Name the pyrimidine base with an amine group at position 4 and a keto group at position 2 that is found in both DNA and RNA. It pairs with guanine.
Cytosine?
You want to go with that?
Yeah.
Answer, cytosine.
Cytosine is correct. Now, your science question coming up, Lawrence. You've got to get it right to keep the game going. Name any two of the three elements that would not freeze on the surface of Pluto, where temperatures range from negative 233 to negative 223 degrees Celsius. There are only two elements that don't form chemical bonds. The third is the only element that can exist without neutrons. Name any two of the three.
I have absolutely no knowledge of chemistry, so
you know, we haven't read. Anthony, it's you and me. Or did you even take chemistry?
I'm taking it right now.
Okay. Isn't hydrogen one of them?
Sure, let's go with that.
Hydrogen, what else do I say?
Captain, we're going to need your answer now.
Hydrogen. I mean, or something.
Answer, hydrogen and helium.
Hydrogen and helium is right. Goodness gracious, we've got to continue. The score is tied at 210. And your next question will be for Lakeshore. Literature is the subject. The Shining, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and Silence of the Lambs are all novels of what genre of speculative fiction intended to terrify, startle, or disturb readers?
Horror?
Answer, horror.
Horror is right. Lawrence, again, you got to get this one to keep the game going. D.H. Lawrence is speaking of what author in this passage? True myth concerns itself centrally with the onward adventure of the integral soul. And this, for America, is Deerslayer, a man who turns his back on white society, who keeps his moral integrity intact. What American author was he talking about?
That Ralph Waldo Emerson, wasn't he a hermit?
Yeah, he was. It could be Thoreau as well, but Emerson seems, he was sort of like, you know,
we're going to need
an answer.
We're going to need an answer now, Captain.
Answer, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
James Fenimore Cooper. And so Lakeshore wins the game by a score of 215 to 210 in overtime. Excellent job, both teams. Good luck in your future contest here on the Academic Challenge. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
Good job, guys.
Good job, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good job.
Nice game. How did you all?
Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. In this contest, we have Bridgman High School and St. Joseph High School. Good luck to both teams. The warm-up round is upon us. We'll start with you, Bridgman. The category is coronavirus. The two coronavirus vaccines in use in the U.S. have what is known as mRNA. The RNA part is short for ribonucleic acid. What does the M stand for?
It's messenger RNA.
So yeah.
Messenger. Answer, messenger.
Messenger is right, Kai, and Bridgman strikes first. St. Joseph, a new strain of coronavirus, first discovered in the UK, has been detected in Colorado and California. How does it differ from standard COVID-19?
Does anyone know?
I think it's less deadly.
It's definitely not that. I don't know what it is when it's not that.
Gonna need an answer.
All right. Answer, it has a lower fatality rate.
Not what we're looking for. Bridgman, can you take it?
It's more contagious.
Yeah, I think that's it. Okay, let's go with that. Answer, it's more contagious.
Is exactly right. St. Joseph, nations is the subject for you now. It's, or rather, which South American country has rivers that eventually drain into the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Caribbean Sea, and lies between Ecuador and Venezuela?
Guys, is that Brazil?
I don't think Brazil. Brazil doesn't touch the Pacific.
Right. Yeah. But
Captain, your answer.
I'm not sure Brazil.
I think we go Brazil.
Answer Brazil.
It's not Brazil. Bridgman, do you know?
I think it might be Colombia.
Yes. Colombia. Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement. Answer Colombia.
Colombia is the correct answer. Bridgman, nations for you. It's ironic that a marine is an anagram of what landlocked nation nestled between Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Turkey?
So it's like around the Middle East-ish. You guys,
can you repeat that?
It's ironic that a marine, be sure and turn on your captions, by the way, students. It's ironic that a marine is an anagram of what landlocked nation nestled between Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Turkey? And we're going to need an answer. Captain? Time. St. Joseph, can you take it?
It's Armenia.
Answer, Armenia.
Armenia is right. The St. Joseph team is now on the scoreboard. We're back to Bridgman for this literature question. This punishment is ordered for the Duchess, Alice, and others, although it's never carried out. Name this favorite punishment of the Queen of Hearts.
Beheading.
Yeah, it's beheading off of their heads and all. Answer, beheading.
Beheading is right. St. Joseph, in a novel or short story, dialogue is usually enclosed within quotation marks. In a play, each line of dialogue is preceded by what?
Guys, with the name of the speaker, right? And then colon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Eva. The name of answer. The name of the speaker and a colon.
Is exactly right. And so let's continue with St. Joseph. The category now is math.
Wait a minute. What happened?
This is for St. Joseph. The category is math. Solve this inequality. 10 squared Hang on a second. I just need to check my calculator. Make sure a mistake has not been made here. Okay. Solve this inequality, or rather reduce, do the arithmetic. 102 times the quantity 7 times 3, closed quantity, is greater than 10 cubed times 2, end of quantity, plus 20.
Guys, is he asking if that's true or not?
I'm asking you to solve the inequality by doing the arithmetic. So your answer is going to be something is greater than something else.
All right, George, I got 3,180 is greater than 2020.
No.
Sure.
Is that what you got?
No, it's 220. Not
220? It's 10 cubed times 2 plus 20.
I thought you... No, is it 10 squared?
No, that was at the very start. And he corrected himself and said 102.
You're right.
Okay.
Then you're right.
Okay. So, answer... Oh, actually, I did someone took wrong. Okay. Answer, 2,106... is greater than 2020.
Yes, that's right. Now, Bridgman, here is your math question. Solve this inequality. X plus 1 is greater than negative X plus 5.
I don't have any pencil on paper, but think that should be X is greater than 2. Can I do that right in my head?
I think so.
Give me 1 sec. See, so it would be X plus 5 is greater than negative X. And so...
Looking for an answer now.
Yeah, I think so.
X, answer, X is greater than 4?
No. St. Joseph?
It's 2. X greater than 2. Prosper.
Yeah, it's... That's right. Yeah.
Prosper, you're muted. I'm pretty sure you said X plus 1 is greater than negative X plus 5, so that would come out to X is greater than 3.
No, 2.
But it comes out to 2X.
I need an answer, please.
Careful. Oh, you're right.
Time.
X is greater than 3.
Time. Bridgman, you can take it.
It's 2.
Yes. Okay. They already had a chance at it.
This is,
yeah.
We're referring the question to St. Joseph. Captain, your answer?
Sorry,
time. The answer is X is greater than, the answer is X is greater than 2. When I say your answer, please, you got 2 seconds. Now, Bridgman, we're still with you. I have a visual question for your consideration. What American pop artist is, I'm sorry, that's not the right clue. Name this wonder of architecture.
Falling water. I think it's falling water.
I can't see it.
It's the famous Chicago house. That's falling water, right? Like the one by the... One Chicago architect.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, falling water.
It's not in Chicago, but it is falling water. So that's 10 points for Bridgman. Now, St. Joseph. This is an artist's conception of what wonder of the ancient world?
The Colossus of Rhodes.
Oh, the Colossus? Yeah, okay. Wait, the Colossus of where?
Rhodes, R-H-O-E.
Okay, all right, yeah, I wasn't sure. Okay, answer, the Colossus of Rhodes.
That is correct. Okay, everybody getting points on those questions. And that one goes to St. Joseph's. St. Joseph's, we're still with you. World history is the subject. January 26th is known as Australia's National Day. On that day in 1788, a fleet of ships carrying convicts from what country landed at Sydney Cove in Australia?
Great Britain, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Answer, Great Britain.
That's the answer. Now, Bridgman. Queen Mary I of England was given what violent nickname as a result of her brutal persecution of Protestants during her reign?
Bloody Mary, if I remember Savannah correctly.
Sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Answer, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary gets you 10 points as the round comes to an end. Let's check that score. Score is 50 for St. Joseph, 60 for Bridgman. A good game going. That means you'll go first in the 72nd round, St. Joseph. I'll announce the categories after substitutions are made, if any.
All right, Max, why don't you go up and...
All right.
The coach for St. Joseph is Gary Etter. John Nika is the coach for the Bridgman High School team. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Charles Beal, your host, president of Questions Unlimited. I've written questions for the Academic Challenge for about three decades now, and it's a pleasure to be serving as your host for this contest. All right, let's have the categories now. They are three-letter abbreviations. Geography. Spell the country, and the mystery category. You pick a subject, you get 1 minute to answer as many 10-pointers as you can, or 1 minute and 10 seconds, that is. Any questions missed or passed will be referred to your opponent. If you get them all right, we'll give you a 20-point bonus. And St. Joseph, make it a good one.
All right, guys, I really think we should do spell the country.
That's my concern. My one concern there is that I can get those, but it can be a little bit too long.
Yeah, that me too. I think we should do the three-letter abbreviations because then it'll just be answer, answer, answer,
yeah.
Answer. Mm-hmm. Oh, because of the virtual, because of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like free money. I mean, okay.
Yeah, let's do the abbreviation.
All right. We'll take three-letter abbreviations.
Interesting strategizing for the St. Joseph team. Three-letter abbreviations it is. Start the clock. Here we go. What do they stand for? D-O-B on an official document.
Date of birth. Date of birth. Answer, date of birth.
A.K.A. in an arrest warrant.
Answer, also known as.
D-O-A on a hospital admission form.
Dead on arrival?
Answer, dead on arrival.
Yes. E-T-A on a travel itinerary.
Estimated time of arrival.
Yes. FAQ on a website.
Frequently asked questions.
Answer frequently asked questions.
That's right. FYI in professional communication.
Answer for your information.
Right. TBA in event planning.
Answer to be announced.
Right. RIP during a prayer service.
Answer rest in peace.
Yes. PTA at a school fundraiser.
Answer, parent-teacher association.
Yes, and finally, DIY at a hardware
Answer,
store.
Answer, do it yourself.
Is right, you've swept the category in 60 seconds.
What?
So we add the 20-point bonus to St. Joseph's side, and we don't have any to refer to Bridgman. Well, Bridgman, we're pulling for you to do the same thing. Which category do you like?
I recommend geography. I can vouch for Elijah's skill in geography.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's do it. I've seen that in work. I'll do that. We'll go with geography.
Geography it is. Start the clock. Here we go. And give the current name for each location. Peking is the old name. What's the current name?
I don't know.
That's a Korea.
Persia. Is the give me the current name for Persia?
Iran.
Answer Iran.
Ceylon.
I think that's Sri Lanka.
Answer Sri Lanka.
Good. Siam.
Thailand.
Answer Thailand.
Yes. Bombay.
India.
Answer India.
No. How about Burma?
Myanmar.
Answer Myanmar.
Right. Constantinople.
Constantinople.
Yes. Saigon.
Vietnam.
Ho Chi Minh City.
Answer Ho Chi Minh City.
That's right. New Amsterdam.
New York.
Answer New York.
Yes. And Mount McKinley.
Mount Denali.
Answer Mount Denali.
Is right. And you used all 70 of those seconds to get through all 10, and you missed only two of them. 80 points for Bridgman. Now let's see if St. Joseph's can tell us the current name for Peking.
Isn't it China?
I thought it was China.
Yeah.
Okay. Answer China.
The answer is Beijing.
I had my mind.
How about Bombay?
New Delhi?
Yeah. Answer New Delhi.
No, it's Mumbai. And when the smoke has cleared, St. Joseph, trailing at the start of this round, now leads it by a score of 170 to 140. Very good 70 seconds round for both teams. We will move into the Stump the Experts round after any substitutions are made. It appears that we're all set to go. So we're going to start with you, Bridgman. And I have a music question. Identify the percussion instrument featured in this sonatina.
It's the little...
Those are castanets, I think.
Yes, castanets.
Answer castanets.
Castanets is right. Now, you really have a good ear to get that one right, because the castanets were overshadowed by the guitar, weren't they? St. Joseph, let's have some music for you, shall we? Here's a concerto by a Brazilian composer, Hayator Villa-Lobos. Identify the featured solo instrument.
Is that a harmonica?
Yeah,
I think
it's
a harmonica.
Okay. Answer harmonica.
Harmonica is correct. St. Joseph, U.S. government is our subject. First proposed in 1789, this amendment was ratified in 1992. In its entirety, it reads, "No law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened." Which one?
I don't know the number, but I know it was first introduced by Madison and found by some Washington, you know, in the 90s. Just with the 90s, it would have been, I don't know what men's would have been at that time.
Pick a number, sir.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, 23rd Amendment.
No, it's not the 23rd. Bridgman, can you steal that one?
That was Bridgman.
It's St. Joe.
Yeah,
that was St. Joe.
I was going to say the 25th.
I think 24th. 25th. Yeah.
It's the most recent one. It's either the 27th or the 28th.
Just
Let's go 27th. All right. Answer 27th.
27th is right. Now, it was Bridgman answering, right?
That was St. Joe.
That was New Joe.
St. Joe. All right. Thank you. St. Joseph, here is your U.S. government question, the Constitutional Union Party, which nominated John Bell for president in 1860, was the last remnant of this party. Founded in 1833 by Henry Clay and others, four elected presidents were affiliated with what party for a portion of their term?
Guys, is it the Whigs?
Yeah.
Okay. Answer the Whig Party.
Whig Party is right, so 40 points gained by St. Joseph on U.S. government. Bridgman, this is for you. General knowledge is the subject. It's an informal classification used for video games with high developmental budgets, high marketing budgets, and therefore high potential to be a bestseller. What abbreviation is used for money makers in the industry and also may refer to batteries or minor league baseball?
AAA.
Yeah, the AAA games. Yeah, that's
the AAA. AAA is right. St. Joseph, a groundbreaking book in this field, offered the phrase, colorless green ideas sleep furiously, to differentiate between semantics and syntax. What is this study of the form and meaning of language whose best-known scholar is Noam Chomsky?
Linguistics?
No, it's not linguistics.
Are you sure?
Captain, your answer?
All right, I'm going to go with linguistics. Answer, linguistics.
It is linguistics, yes. Good job, Captain. St. Joseph, science is the subject now, as you have a 230 to 180 lead. Give the common name for members of the genus Smilodon, found in the La Brea tar pits. Their most distinctive feature was used for stabbing large prey, such as a mastodon. What do we call these mammals, which became extinct at the close of the Ice Age? Felines, known for their very long canines.
Saber-tooth cats.
Okay. Answer, saber-tooth cats.
Yes, that's right. Bridgman, your science question. This element, the fourth most abundant in the universe, makes up about 20% of the mass of a human body. Glycogen is a polysaccharide molecule which consists of 10 atoms of hydrogen, 5 atoms of oxygen, and 6 atoms of which element?
Carbon.
That's my best guess.
Okay, answer carbon.
Carbon is correct, Kai. 20 points for Bridgman. And Bridgman, foreign languages now. In the 1970s, Algeria made school compulsory for children aged 6 to 15 years. The literacy rate has risen to about 80%. Children are taught in Arabic and what other language? Algeria.
Do you guys know something around Algeria?
I would say French.
That's yeah.
Okay. Answer French.
That's correct. It was you, Elijah, on the assist there. Way to go. Okay. St. Joseph, foreign languages for you. The only common English loan word from this language related to Estonian and Hungarian is sauna. What is this language spoken by most inhabitants of Helsinki?
Finland. Language?
You mean like Finnish?
Finnish.
Okay. Answer, Finnish.
Good teamwork on that one. You're right. And Bridgman, I'm sorry, the St. Joseph's, we're still with you. History is the subject. Name the Canadian province in which L'Anse-aux-Mêmes, the only authenticated Viking site in North America, is located. Leif Erikson led a party that may have wintered there.
Okay. Newfoundland and Labrador?
Okay, he was still talking, but
I'll finish it. Yeah. I wintered there during explorations west of Greenland. Finishes the question.
Okay.
It's the easternmost one. So, I think Newfoundland, but I don't know.
Is that definitely one of them?
Newfoundland and Labrador is the official name.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. All right. Answer, Newfoundland and Labrador.
No. Can you take it, Bridgman?
Could you repeat the question?
Name the Canadian province in which L'Anse-aux-Mêmes, the only authenticated Viking site in North America, is located. Leif Erikson led a party that may have wintered there during the explorations west of Greenland.
Quebec.
Wait, no, is it Nunavut?
What do you say?
Nunavut.
Nunavut?
Yeah.
All right. Answer, Nunavut.
It's not Nunavut. And would you say your answer again, please, St. Joseph's?
Newfoundland.
Answer, Newfoundland and Labrador.
You're right. I'm wrong. I had just Newfoundland down there, but a quick check of the online atlas there shows us that you, in fact, are correct. So St. Joseph's does score 20 on that one. Richmond, here's your history question. His son Richard was his successor. In 1661, his embalmed remains were exhumed from his Westminster Abbey tomb, posthumously hanged at Tyburn, then thrown into a pit. His head was stuck on top of a pole until the end of the reign of Charles II. Who was he?
All right, you guys know really hated kings.
I don't
know. Charles III is, but that's later.
And was the first.
Cap, your answer?
Answer, Charles I.
No. Can you take it, St. Joseph?
Guys, was it Cromwell? Like, because
no, I think it's King John. Cromwell was the king. I think it's King John.
Yeah, but Cromwell might have been like a traitor. Okay, you really think it's King John?
I think it's King John.
Do you know the number?
John the First, I believe.
Okay, answer King John the First.
No, that's not it. St. Joseph?
That was St. Joseph. That's our guess.
Oh, okay. Well, Bridgman.
Bridgman already answered.
Yeah, we already answered.
Okay. All right. The answer is Oliver Cromwell. And that's the last question of the game.
I'm sorry.
that's the way it goes in the academic challenge. Bridgman ends up with 220. St. Joseph was finished at 310. St. Joseph, this was your finest hour. Good luck to both teams in your next contest. I'm Charles Beale, your host. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.